match analysis.
I'm Akhila Rangana, and as always, I have with me former captain of India, Ravi Shastri, to look back on a day 4's play at the SCG. Ravi, a day of stops and starts. India had a foot in the door with the quick wickets of Jakes and Hussey. They couldn't capitalize on that. Then the wickets of Hayden and Clark brought them right back in, but then Simons and Hussey foiled them.
I thought Hayden batted magnificently because it wasn't easy out there. They lost a couple of early wickets, and the momentum was such, if Hayden hadn't played the way he did, India could well have seized the opportunity and taken a lot more wickets. I thought he batted magnificently simply because he never gave India the impression that, Australia were going to be cautious. He took the attack. He didn't allow the spinners to settle down in spite of certain tactics which demanded being watchful. You know, there was a packed onside field. The ball was being pitched outside the leg stump where it was turning from. So, on another day, you could have seen a lot of other batsmen just waiting for the loose ball. But that didn't happen with Hayden. He was proactive. At times, even took the calculated risk of reverse sweeping and batted beautifully, I thought.
Ravi, you've spoken about the importance of Hayden's innings. Now, what did you make of the Indian bowlers? They toiled hard, especially during that partnership between Hayden and Hussey, but things really didn't go their way. Kumble especially was a bit disappointing.
Kumble a little off colour today, but I thought Harbhajan bowled extremely well. On another day, he could have taken 5 or 6 wickets. He was unlucky. He beat the bat on numerous occasions. There were top edges that didn't land in the hands of the fielders. But I thought he stuck to his task, did a pretty good job. If anything, you'd have liked to see him bowl a little more around the wicket to Matthew Hayden. He just overbowled himself from over the wicket. But otherwise, I thought all in all, they stuck to their task. And you saw, once Hayden was dismissed, suddenly Michael Clark went, Simons came in, the ball was turning and bouncing. So it wasn't all that easy. And Hussey, he's a true professional. You know, he knows his limitations, he understands his strengths. He took his time early on, and then after that, you know, he was the busy player we all know him to be. So it was a typical Hussey innings.
Ravi, it could prove to be a tricky run chase for India when it happens. Now, Australia have a lead of 213. What sort of total do you think they'll be looking to set at the Indians?
I was a little surprised that they took the light when it was offered with just about 4 or 5 overs still to be bowled. But I guess the tactics will be to leave themselves 80-85 overs against the Indians. I think seeing the way Australia play their cricket, there's a Perth test match to follow. Ideally, a target of 275 would be, just perfect. It sets up the match nicely, and it, gives you a chance of winning the game as well.
Ravi, finally, yesterday you spoke about India not getting into a draw mindset. So how do you think they should approach the run chase when that happens?
No, it all depends what the run chase is. You know, it's a day 5 track. You don't want to think too far ahead. What's important from India's point of view will be to get off to a good start and not lose too many early wickets. Because if you lose a couple of wickets, then you can forget the run chase. All you're going to do is try and draw the game. And that will allow the opposition to really climb on you.
Ravi, thank you so much for your views. We'll hear from you tomorrow. For now, this is Akhila Rangana signing off.
This is Crick Info Talk.